Hey guys, it's Wednesday and we are in Romans 12. Now, I have told you that there are some chapters in Romans that stand out above others, and no more than this one, I would argue, stands out. And there's so much in Romans chapter 12. We've done a series on it years and years ago. I think we'll do another series on it soon because I just feel like we need to. I'm going to read the chapter to you today, and I'm going to give you a little assignment. So we're going to mix things up today. I'll read it kind of slowly as I can, and allow you to kind of just think to yourself, which of these things does God want to grow in me? Therefore, I urge you, brothers and sisters, in view of God's mercy, to offer your bodies as a living sacrifice, holy and pleasing to God. This is your true and proper worship. Do not conform to the pattern of this world, but be transformed by the renewing of your mind. Then you will be able to test and approve what God's will is, His good, pleasing, and perfect will. Do not think of yourself more highly than you ought, but rather think of yourself with sober judgment in accordance with the faith God has distributed to each of you. For just as each of us has one body with many members, and these members do not all have the same function, so in Christ we, though many, form one body, and each member belongs to all the others. We have different gifts according to the grace given to each of us. If your gift is prophesying, then prophesy in accordance with your faith. If it's serving, then serve. If it's teaching, then teach. If it's to encourage, then give encouragement. If it's giving, then give generously. If it's to lead, do it diligently. And if it's to show mercy, do it cheerfully. Love must be sincere. Hate what is evil. Cling to what is good. Be devoted to one another in love. Honor one another above yourselves. Never be lacking in zeal, but keep your spiritual fervor serving the Lord. Be joyful in hope, patient in affliction, faithful in prayer. Share with the Lord's people who are in need. Practice hospitality. Bless those who persecute you. Bless and do not curse. Rejoice with those who rejoice. Mourn with those who mourn. Live in harmony with one another. Do not be proud, but be willing to associate with people of low position. Do not be conceited. Do not repay anyone evil for evil. Be careful to do what is right in the eyes of everyone. If it is possible, as far as it depends on you, live at peace with everyone. Do not take revenge, my dear friends, but leave room for God's wrath. For it is written, "It is mine to avenge. I will repay," says the Lord. On the contrary, if your enemy's hungry, feed him. If he's thirsty, give him something to drink. In doing this, you will heap burning coals on his head. Be overcome by evil, but overcome evil with good. Wow, there's a lot here. I told you that this was one that stands out, so get out your highlighter today. Oh my goodness, there's so many topics here. Offer your body as a living sacrifice. Don't conform. Show humility. Be part of the body of Christ. We're all parts of one body. It talks about unity. It talks about different gifts that God gives us. It talks about serving the church with those gifts. It talks about how to love others, how to be joyful in hope, patient even when we're going through hard times, being faithful in our prayer life, giving to people who need things, blessing others who persecute us, rejoicing with people who are rejoicing, and being empathetic to those who are mourning. It talks about getting along. It talks about not thinking that we're better than others. And it's talking about not getting revenge, that revenge is God's job. Do you know what Romans chapter 12 teaches me? It teaches me how to have a healthy church. As you think about it, as you read it today, as you highlight, as you write down things, maybe you're a journaler, that you want God to work on in you. I want you to remember as you read this chapter, don't just take me reading it to you, but you read it yourself as well. And remind yourself, this is what a healthy body of Christ looks like. This is what a healthy church looks like. I've told people a whole lot that our church is healthier than it's ever been. Our staff is healthier than it's ever been. Our board is healthier than it's ever been. Our leaders and our ministries. We're not a perfect church. We never will be. We're full of sinful people who are imperfect, but who are chasing after God. But as you read this today, think about this being your church. This is what we want our church to look like, and this is what we want to look like individually outside the walls of this church. You might want to read this slow today, highlight, journal, and pray about what God wants to do in you that Romans chapter 12 talks about. Enjoy it. I'll be back with you tomorrow with the next chapter.